Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Some lawmakers were upset they weren't provided protection the morning former Speaker Melissa Hortman and Senator John Hoffman were shot. Brooklyn Park Police Chief Mark Berulli says the Department of Public Safety did a great job of contacting everyone on the suspect's hit list, including sending state troopers.
There's no way we could have sent people to every legislator's house. We would not have been able to investigate or capture this individual, which had to be done simultaneous to protecting those people. So the people that called me... that were not on the list, I simply told them, you gotta leave.
Brulee says they were tapped out for available resources as the manhunt continued for Vance Belter. He remains jailed on state and federal charges. And a local fundraiser for Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, has reached $220,000. Yvette, an education professional at Fernbrook Elementary in Maple Grove, was released from the hospital Thursday. After the attack last week, the school's parent-teacher organization started a fundraiser for the two with a goal of $5,000, which has long since been reached. There's partisan reaction from Minnesota's congressional delegation to the U.S. airstrikes against nuclear facilities in Iran. MNN's Brent Palm.
DFL Congresswoman Angie Craig said the president's unilateral decision to launch direct airstrikes and threaten a wider open-ended war in the Middle East without congressional debate or authorization puts American and allied troops and civilians at risk. Republican Congressman Pete Stauber said President Trump's decision to surgically remove this threat was decisive leadership with the power of our extraordinary military force. He says this is peace through strength.
Governor Tim Walz says he's also directed the Minnesota Department of Public Safety to be on heightened alert following President Donald Trump's decision to bomb Iran. A bulletin issued by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says the conflict is causing a heightened threat environment to the U.S., and cyber attacks from Iran are likely. The Minnesota Twins look to rebound after getting swept by the Milwaukee Brewers in a three-game weekend series at Target Field. Rochester residents are asked to line 6th Street Southwest at 1 p.m. today to honor the America Freedom Tribute Wall, which is settling in the city for the first time. The memorial wall will lead the way to Soldiers Field, where it will stay all week at the park's Veterans Memorial during Rochester Fest. There are multiple Olmsted County servicemen on the wall, including 10 from Rochester, 2 from Stuartville, and 1 each from Orinoco, Byron, and Eota. A Powerball ticket purchased in Cottage Grove for Saturday night's drawing is a $1 million prize winner. The Minnesota Lottery says the tickets sold at the Cottage Grove Holiday Station store matched the first 5 numbers and the Powerball. Lottery officials also say a North 5 ticket that won more than $99,000 in Friday's drawing was sold at a Holiday Station store in Shakopee. 3-time Grammy Award-winning band Maroon 5 is coming to the XL Energy Center as part of its new national tour. Following the release of the band's new album on August 15th, they'll appear at the X on October 29th. Tickets for the general public will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. This is MNN.